Okay, gang, look at that. 5 minutes past the top of the hour, and we are ready to jump on in. It is the 10th of the month. It's payday. Well, actually, not payday. It's commission revelation day. Should we call it that? That if any of you do not know, you should know this by now. On the 10th of any month, you can find out what your commissions are. And aside from the new customer commissions or retail commissions, which we get every Friday now. And as I mentioned on Saturday, this is just a little bit of a housekeeping thing. It's $153, I think, is what we earn as a silver and above every time we introduce somebody to the water pack. Why is that? That's just off of the retail. That's not counting the leadership or the regular commission. That's just the retail bonus. That's the automatic one that gets deposited in on Friday. So hopefully everybody is having a great 10th. Everybody had a wonderful, fantastic Labor Day / Celebrate Vance's half century mark. And tonight, I would like somebody to hit star. Not everybody do this at once. Somebody, just one person, who has memorized the fourth part of the ICANN attitude. That is the part about establishing value. Somebody who's memorized just that part. We'd love for you to recite all of it, but from memory, being able to recite that. And if you struggle with memorization, you can overcome that. Let me tell you that. Addy completely surprised us last week. The new school that she goes to, they have a memory verse every week that they have to memorize. And the first one, I'm telling you, for an 8-year-old, I thought it was pretty long. But she nailed it on the third day. And memorization does not come easy for her. So if Addie can do it, you can do it too. So, who wants to volunteer?
My ICANN attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in self-care, making me a go-to resource for my target group.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rita. And as I've always mentioned, if you want to modify or alter or tweak any of the words, any of the verbiage, when I recite that, instead of using the term self-care, I've inserted total and complete wellness. That's just because I fully have always felt that NECAN is the one-stop shop for total and complete wellness. That, you know, all the main things, you know, SWEN, sleep, water, energy, and nutrients, we're it. So, anyways, well, thank you again, Rita. And let's do this before we talk about Lesson 5. And if you listen to it 7 times this week, I'm sure you got very much bored or grew weary of the overzealous and hyperactive testimony that was shared, and I'm referring to myself. And as I listened to it, I thought about, again, the fact that Marty talks about principle always takes precedent. It's an absolute. So regardless of the incentive that NECAN's got going, like the one they had 2 years ago when that call was recorded, whatever you set your mind to and you start putting that in front of you, it will come to pass. You just keep it right there in front of you. So before we discuss lesson number 5, there are a few of you, and I know Carol John is one, that did not get a chance 2 weeks ago to share your elevator speech or your elevator pitch, however you want to call it, and I'm bringing up my stopwatch. So if you did not share yours 2 weeks ago, you're on tonight. Okay? And it doesn't have to be perfect. As Marty talked about, it should come from the heart. It should flow. It should not be scripted. You're just simply telling your story in 30 to 60 seconds. And we're not going to critique it. We will maybe say, that's absolutely fantastic. Or could you substitute this word? Or really, you know, that's what we do as a group. So, Carol, are you ready to share yours?
Yes, I guess, yeah. I'm debating on if I should do my original one from the very first I can or my son one. I'll go back and revert to my original one.
Okay. I like your fun one, too, for the sake of time and for the sake of the group. If we have time at the end, let's do the fun one. But go back to your original one.
Original was 30-plus years ago. I was working for the local phone company, Mobile. There was such a high benefit of a high number of benefit cases that included carpal tunnel, repetitive injuries. The company needed to find some way to help people prevent going out on benefits and having surgery. A manager asked me if I wanted to head up a Work Smart committee preventing carpal tunnel and repetitive muscular skeletal injuries, and I was happy to do that. I was trained in a program called Work Smarter, Not Harder through the local phone company, CWA. I was on the OSHA team and State Safety Board. I was very happy to help coworkers identify what they were doing, and I was very upset when doctors would tell them that they had a chronic disease or injury and they needed to be cut or take ibuprofen or narcotic drugs or just live with the pain with not offering them a real solution. I really wish I knew about Nikin back then. While I was working with a phone company, a friend told me about Nikin, and I got laid off in 2009, and since then I've been working Nikin full-time, and I'm excited to share about the wonderful Japanese company that has superior products and the philosophy that they have the focus of the five pillars of health. And I am just as compassionate today as I was back then to help people, telling them that they need to take control of their own health and healthcare and to not settle for just managing their disease and their pains. They can... And then kind of ends. I don't have an ending.
No, it's good. Couple thoughts right quick. By the way, a minute 49 is time frame. So the one thing that jumped out to me in the first minute when you gave your history is that your compassion came through loud and clear. Because you were actually trained and employed to do what some of us do just because we ooze niceness. And but having that background, it lends more credibility to what, you know, as Dr. Gary Linder presents, you know, let's not take this thing for chance. The chances are it's not going to come out really good, you know, at all. As far as healthcare or healthcare, and you really did a great job, Jill, presenting the background of that. And that one other thing I noticed too, because Jill, you've told me before on several occasions, you really didn't have that much of a product experience.
No.
And you set a really good example of, hey, if you don't have a product experience, it's okay. Because you without saying, Nikin has the answer for all these things that I was trained to teach people how to avoid getting, you know, drugs or surgery. You the parallel was right there, but you didn't say that. So it was. I thought you did a great job doing that. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I know there's others. Did anybody else get left out 2 weeks ago? Hit *6 on your line and share your elevator speech. And if there's nobody, I knew there was somebody.
Yeah, this is Janice.
Go ahead, Janice.
Yes. Well, many years ago, I found these products. And because in finding them, I've been able to live my life full out for all these years, even though I have one of those challenges that many people have of an autoimmune. And recently I took a tumble down the stairs and by slipping in my cocoon of rest, I came out a butterfly the next day without any broken bones, or anything, and I see it's all me can't. So, love this company.
Okay, 43 seconds. Janice, I'm curious, because I know, but for the sake of the group, what autoimmune condition do you have or were you diagnosed with?
I have a sciatic challenge that's put me down in the bed for a few days, and I also have arthritis.
Okay. I don't think there's, my personal opinion, I don't think there's anything wrong with being very, very specific with the condition. You in no way, shape, or form are saying that Mekan healed you of that condition, but you painted a picture just on that afterthought right there, the way you answered my question, that the sciatic condition, it puts you down. I mean, on the good-bad scale, that's bad. I mean, rather than saying autoimmune, because some people know what an autoimmune condition is, others wouldn't, period. But saying sciatica, and some people may not even know what a sciatica is. I deal with one, and, you know, as long as I'm sitting on a Kinko seat or I'm using the Flex, I don't have to deal with it.
Exactly.
So that's, you know, somebody asked me, well, why do you wear that back? And I answered, well, have you ever heard of a sciatica? Like, just as sharp, it's agonizing, it just hurts on one side. Well, I deal with that. And, but if I use this stuff, or the second I sit down on one of our, you know, seats, it just goes away. So, I think we can be more specific, and I love the fact that 2 weeks ago, Gary, I can't remember whose it was that he, I think it was Larry's, that Gary actually critiqued Larry's and said, man, you could really go deeper on that pain, that hurt, that, you know, stuff that Mekan provided the answer. Thank you, Janet.
And I could, yeah, I could too easily, you know, because the seat, I did 800 miles coming home from Montana and didn't use the seat for 5 hours and the same old thing come back and boy, I stopped and sit down on that seat and I did 800 miles that day. I've never done that much. And once again, you know, it's because of Mekan.
Yeah. You know, it's been a while since I've done, well, I guess last April I did a road trip, but if you're averaging 60 miles an hour, which hopefully you were driving a little faster, that's 13 hours. Good grief.
It was a long day. it was like a 16-hour day, and we took off, you know, for lunch and for supper.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving, and it was all mine.
Wow.
Change off with. So, yeah. Once again, I told myself on Mekan.
Okay.
One more time.
Wonderful. Anybody else who did not get a chance to share your elevator speech, or if there's somebody that reworked yours during the last 2 weeks and you'd like to share it again, how about it?
Yes, this is Diane.
Good evening, Diane.
Good evening.
So, what is this thing that you do, this magnet company? Tell me all about that.
13 years ago, I started working. Well, I started working as a massage therapist 15 years ago. But at 2 years, my legs were really aching and hurting from standing all day. And my doctor said when I went into my checkup that I wouldn't be able to continue this work. So I was referred to the Mekan Technologies and by a friend of mine, and was recommended that I should try the insoles. I did. I ordered them, and when I wore them, my legs didn't hurt anymore. I continue to wear them today, and I then decided to use the many other products they offer, including the sleep and water systems. I'm still working 13 years later as a therapist and use these technologies for my self-care, for my neck, back, legs, joints, whatever it is that I need at that time. And they've helped not only myself but my many clients with their self-care.
Okay. Diane, your story, if I remember correctly, is a little bit more graphic than that.
Well, it is. So I had rheumatoid arthritis as well, but I had reversed that before I knew about New Penn.
Right.
So that's why I am not expanding on the rheumatoid arthritis part of it.
Okay.
You know, I didn't use specific products, but definitely when I did mention joints, because definitely the New Penn, you know, by doing massage therapy, I have to do things for my joints. And maybe I should expand upon that, because I do, if my fingers get sore or they hurt, I tape them, I wear the gloves, I still have the old, what were they called? The wraps, they were a little stiffer. They discontinued them.
The elastomers?
Yes. I have two
wraps.
I actually use them when I sprain wrists. I've used them for so many years. And I still use those, like if I overwork and my joints might be sore, or my wrists or whatever, I wear those to bed at night. So I use all of the products pretty much, and I actually had a client today I just recommended some of the technologies to as well.
So one of the things that as we age, to be able to continue doing something that we truly enjoy, like Auntie Anne, Brenzia, still water skiing. I mean, way more than most people who are 50 and under, and she's in her 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way of saying to folks, yeah, I love what I do. That's why I use these amazing products from Deakin, so that I can continue doing what I'm doing.
Right.
You know, that's the big difference. You know, for me, it was walking down a 2x6 today at 15 feet off the ground. That's an inch and a half wide.
You're braver than I am.
Yeah, well, and why do I do it? Because I can. You know, and the guy we were doing the job for, he said, "Why?" He said, "Have you ever fallen off a roof?" And I said, "Just once." And he goes, "How high?" I said, "Oh, 19 feet." And he goes, "Really?" And I said, "That's a long time ago, though. It's been a long, long time. 1991, March. So I don't plan on repeating that little stunt." But that's why I do Niken, and they go in parallel simultaneously. So, by the way, you were a minute four, time-wise. So.
Okay.
And
so you recommend that I expand a little bit more?
But you know, that the group could give some input on that, because short little zingers of things that are really specific seem to grab people's attention. But you being able to do what you do today because of these products, it's hard, because I know what you look like in person, and I know the life that exudes out of you. And I know if you were standing in front of each one of us on the call, when you shared that, it's this larger-than-life personality that comes out, and you just, again, it's, as I mentioned earlier, you ooze niceness. You're just that kind of warm, inviting type of person. So I know when you share your elevator speech, that comes through, that the message of honesty and truth comes through loud and clear. So whatever.
I would say, though, that I should say in there that if it wasn't for the New Penn products, I probably wouldn't be, I know I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. And the average massage therapist is really, they told me 5-6 years. You know, I've been doing 15 years, and I'm not 20 anymore. So, yes, definitely, I won't give up these products.
There you go.
You know?
That's good.
So I'll add that in there.
Okay,
well.
Perfect.
Vance, it's Auntie Ann.
Good evening, Anne.
And it's Nick Enzo. We're going to work on that, because
I know.
You can't.
I know I can't. Say it again for us.
That's all right. Brienza. But I like
Brienza.
To call Auntie Anne. So.
Okay, we'll go with Auntie Anne then.
So I have a unique situation. In a few weeks, my husband and I are going to our 50th high school reunion. And I've decided, instead of using the elevator speech that I first have been, you know, using all along, although I have a couple of them, that I'm going to interrupt the elevator speech, because sometimes elevators stop and let people on and off. So
This is what I'm planning on doing and would love any input. When I meet the person, the colleague, the student that I used to know back 50 years ago, I'm going to say, hey, remember when we were in school and the Vietnam War was on and, you know, back in the 60s, there was a lot of people involved in the peace movement, and they'll say, yeah. And I'll say, well, you know, I was in college then. I really wasn't actively involved, but many people were. So I was just wondering if, you know, you have found peace in your work and in your life, and I'm going to wait for them to answer. And they could say yes, no, or maybe, and then I'll say, well, you know, I think I found it. Oh, really? Yeah. I've partnered with a Japanese health and wellness company that its goal is to find world peace through world health. And if you'd like to know more about this, I'd love your contact information so I could fill you in. If they want to know more, they're going to give it to me. If they don't, they'll say see you, and then I can just go to the next person.
Comments, suggestions from the group? Now, some of us have gone to a 25, 30, 40, 50-year reunion. The only thing that I would throw in was when you said, I think I found it. I think I found the solution. I'd just stop right there.
Don't say anything else?
Yeah. Just wait for them to reciprocate. Because you could say all the rest of that, talking about Nikan, how great it is, and what they contribute. But if they're not open, if they're not at least even inquisitive, you could be faster moving on to the next person.
Okay, that's simple enough. Thanks.
You know, because I find that when I'm out and about, and I'm talking to somebody, and it's just like I'm forcing it, and I'm trying to manipulate the conversation to get them to be interested. It's like, why am I trying to drag them across the starting line? Because I'm going to have to drag them around the track, and I'm going to have to drag them over every hurdle. That's no fun whatsoever. We want to find people that want to run the race with us, and they're ready, eager to go. They're ready to pull the trigger and invest in a pack. They're ready to do something to change
okay,
their life.
Okay, good point. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else got any thoughts you want to share with Anne? Okay. This is why we do the processing of this. And if there's, and again, as I've said before, we can really, really fine tune and tweak an elevator speech by practicing on people.
Hi,
Suzanne.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
I was talking, but I forgot I had to unmute my line first.
Okay.
And so I would agree with your comment, Vance, because I think that that's, you know, giving them less, you know, so that they really do want to answer. You know, they're the ones that are going to be wanting more rather than you giving more. You want to have them, you know, asking for more.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How about when they come up and say, oh, you haven't changed a day. How do you do it?
It's a really fun thing when you cross paths with people that you haven't seen in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and they know, especially the ones that don't hydrate, their skin's going to look much, much older than yours is. It's a simple fact of life. So, all right, I want to move on, if we can, if that's permissible, to lesson 5. And this was, as I already mentioned it, principle is more powerful than precedent. And What did you guys glean from this lesson? And I'm doing the hand signals to pull a voice out of the phone line, and it's not working.
It is so much fun to be in this business.
Hi, Jane. What did you glean from lesson five?
It is so much fun to be in this business. Can you
hear
me?
Why?
Because it is a giving a glimmer of hope to those who didn't realize that it might be dim, and options to have a new phase of life.
Okay.
By living.
Okay. One of the things that I never heard before, and I don't know how I missed it, but I wrote down this question, am I afraid of a positive response from a new client? Are the minions in my brain fearful of when a person responds favorably and wants to invest in the entire wellness home? Or do I have all these questions flooding my mind? What's the next right step? Who should I three-way with them? You know, what YouTube video or videos should I suggest? And I actually wrote, stop. Take a breath, Bozo, because when we just keep going and going and going, and I actually had a former silver just not even 45 minutes ago who called me today. He wants to get, you know, back into Nikan, and as we were talking, because he asked several questions and I was answering them, and he said, Vance, stop. Stop. You're answering questions I haven't asked yet. I said, oh, okay, I need to go back and listen to this lesson again and deal with those things, providing too much information. So, but besides Hattie, Jane, and Vance, what else did you guys glean from this?
Hi, Vance. This is Jane.
Good
evening. Hi. This is really at the fair in Oregon. I met several new friends and found out one couple actually lives here in Gilbert, and I haven't met them before. And anyway, every day, you know, we would kind of visit in the morning and that kind of thing. And I just kept going in my head, okay, what am I going to say? How am I going to do it? You know, trying to create this whole scenario because I really think they're a really sharp couple and, you know, all these kind of things. So we're sitting there having a conversation, and I had my power band necklace on, and I took the three magnets and brought them all down to where it's hanging in the front. And she looked at me and she said, so is there something to that? There's a reason. She didn't say there's a reason, but is there really something to what you're wearing there? Well, I went all about, oh, yeah, magnets, and I got them in my shoes, and I sleep on them. And later on I went, oh, my gosh, that was a perfect opportunity to share my story, to share my elevator speech. And I totally blew it. I was just not even there. And so I do have another opportunity when I call her to share with her. And it was just interesting where my head went. It just went blah. And I just spoke too many things. So it was really a good as I was saying stuff, I caught myself, and finally I shut up, and then I went to work. So, I just had to share that. Sometimes you still, you need to go back and read the lesson.
I think Marty's analogy, Jeannie, fits very well with that situation because we can always go back to people. I had a gentleman this last week say to me, Vance, 20 years ago, I almost jumped into Nikan. And I just sat there and I kind of listened. And now I can go back to him when I see him again and say, hey, Dave, you said something a few days ago that I've been kind of chewing on and mulling over. But I couldn't kind of figure out what, you know, what the rest of the story was. And that's where I'm going to look at my notes right here where it says, stop, take a breath, Bozo.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a little icon of the little emoji of Bozo the Clown right there in my notes. So I can go back and refer to that. Wait for Dave to say, well, what was it that I said that gets you perplexed or whatever? So, Jeannie, in any situation where we don't delve into our elevator speech, we can go back to people and simply say, hey, you know, I never really got to share with you. You would ask me why, and I went into the technology of it, but really the why is this.
Right.
And
yeah.
several of us tonight and then 2 weeks ago, we shared that point of, you know, I and you do a great job of doing this too. I think it's kind of sad that so many people revert to drugs and surgery as such is the norm. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Fancy Ann again.
Go for it, Ann.
You know, I utilized one of the sentences that Marty suggested is that we have to be good. You know, we're going to be good because we have to be good, because this might be the only version, you know, of Meekin that this person sees. I had an appointment with someone that was coming to my house, and just like before an event, I mean, I'm sure people that get on stage, they get a little jitters. When I get on the water ski just before I get up, I always have that little excitement, a little anticipation. Well, I was anticipating, and I was a little nervous about meeting with this person. I don't know why, she's a lovely lady. But I always get that excitement before I'm meeting with someone for the first time. But I stopped and I said to myself, I have to be good. This person needs me to be good. And those words just went through my head, and it really calmed me and put me on track to give a good presentation to this woman. So I really have been sitting on my shoulder repeating these things in my ear.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you talk to any successful person that's really gifted, especially at public communication or public speaking, and they'll tell you they have little rituals that they go through to kind of gear them up, especially comedians. There's nothing wrong with doing that in your mind, as Marty pointed out.
Hey, Vance?
Yes, Larry, go ahead.
I've got to add this because I have to get off here and leave you folks. We are having our first choir practice tonight, and I got to get at least two bites down before I leave. But my brother and sister-in-law, who are 70, were here for 10 days at our house, and I did a very strong upsell finally after they've known we've been in Meekin for at least a year and a half, and I didn't get them to do anything last year, and they live 2,000 miles away. Anyway, while they were here this time, we left the mattress pad on the bed, but I didn't tell her because she kept saying magnets made her sick. And I figured, you know, if they made her sick, I'd hear about it the first day, you know. And even though she did wear the shoe inserts the whole time I was here and was complaining about plantar fasciitis before she came, and she never complained once while she was here. Anyway, I got to read you this short thing she just sent me on an email. They just went home 2 days ago. It says, okay, Vern, her husband, didn't tell me until we got home about the magnetic mattress pad on the bed we slept in. Other than one day walking up Mount St. Helens, I had very little discomfort in my legs. Last night, when I got up to go to the restroom, I had to hold on to the chest of drawers till I got my legs under me. So what does something like that cost? It's probably too expensive, but did I notice a difference? Did I sleep better? No, just the same, but my legs sure were better.
Oh, that's awesome, Larry.
That's funny.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
you said a year and a half ago they registered, correct?
But they never really bought any products since. They didn't bite into it at all. But this year, they both got bag steps on now, and they're both getting results. And the mattress pad obviously got her attention.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, I got to run, but good to talk to all of you and listen to all of you.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Laurie in South Carolina.
Good evening, Laurie.
Good evening. I had a great experience. All of you probably realize Hurricane Florence is heading our way. And when you go to the food store the day before, it's pretty wild. There was no bread there except one loaf, so I bought it. And there was, I had two other items to get. And the old self would have looked at the lines that were halfway down the aisles, every single line, and said, oh, heck no, for three items, I'm not staying. You know, I am not going through this. But I walked and paced and said, oh, which lane should I be in? And I thought, I'm going to get to know somebody. So I chose a lane, and there was no coincidence. By the end, she gave me her information, and it was only because I listened. She hardly knows anything about me, and my sister, my aunt, my daughter sitting here, and so is my husband, they're all vouch that I talk more than I listen. And so I am starting to learn to listen. And usually I'll know less about that person when I interact with them than they know about me. But I have started to learn to listen to what their needs are, like this lesson, part of this lesson says, lesson five. And so she is an amazing person, a single mom who said, please call me. And I told her, I said, you know, there's no coincidence in life. You interact with people you interact with for a reason. And she said, yes, because she agreed with that. We have the same faith, and I know you do too. And it was an amazing moment. And without this ICANN and without being a New Ten consultant and being around the caliber people that we are, I wouldn't be changing. And I know I always say it's an inside job. It really is. In order to manifest the things that we need to, it always has to come from within first. So that was the lesson I learned and am learning. Little by little.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any other thoughts on this lesson from anyone?
Act your way into healthy thinking.
Yep, I was hoping somebody would mention that. You can't think your way into
healthy
actions or positive actions. You've got to act. We have to take that step. And I know you've heard Vance quote this, you know, my favorite quote of all time, Oswald Chambers, God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome. You know, we step out. We start changing the activity, changing the actions, and stuff starts happening. Reaching out to a customer this evening on my drive home to invite her to Larry's house on Thursday, she was so excited. She said, can I bring my new roommates? I said, absolutely. I'm thinking, that was easy and fun. But it's the follow-up. It's reaching out and connecting. Another couple that I invited, I thought maybe just one of them would come. And he said, hey, let me make sure we got our child care provided, you know, taken care of. And then both of us can come. And see, here's where those minions in my brain start saying, ooh, well, maybe I should invite some more people. But then if I do that, how do I adequately service them all? And I say, I have to go back to that bozo and say, no. That's thinking. We don't need to go that way. What if we invite a whole mess of people and they all show up? And that's a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
So acting ourselves and responding and the action into, you know, that becomes right thinking when we've actually stepped out.
Dan?
Yes, Suzanne.
It's Suzanne, yeah. So building on that, two things. One is, I was listening to a podcast that was put out there by a Navy SEAL, and a quote that I got from that was, doubt is eliminated by action.
Mm.
And so that really speaks to, you know, acting your way into healthy thinking. So
mm-hmm.
I really liked that connection. That kind of made it even more real when I listened to it and read it again. And that jumped out at me by hearing it from a different source in a little different way.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that spoke to me and is speaking to me tonight is, you know, I like to tell you the page it's on, right? So kind of like in the middle of page 2, is a bolded word. When we overcome an obstacle, it will give us faith for still greater accomplishments. The old example is still true. The best major league batters strike out more than they hit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how I say this to be proper or politically correct. Maybe there's not a way to say it. But Suzanne, I want to say thank you to you because you were in my dream, one of my dreams last night, and we had this really healthy, wonderful conversation. It was very encouraging, and I woke up this morning and thought, oh my goodness, that, oh shucks, that was just a dream. But I walked, I started my day with Suzanne in my brain, and it was that kind of reinforcement of, no, Vance, yeah, but you could do that, and then, oh, here, you know, here's a suggestion, and I didn't even know what the content was. But when I woke up, I thought, well, that was cool. That doesn't happen very often. So, fun. Fun when you start dialoguing, you're getting around people that are the right mindset, it becomes part of your dreams. And, I can't stress this enough. You really got to do the homework when Marty assigns to memorize each section of it. If you, when you get that, when you start your day, when you find yourself like I do throughout the day going, oh, my goodness, I haven't recited that from memory. Usually I do it first thing in the morning, before I even get out of bed. But when that's in there, and then you find yourself throughout the day reciting that, and it is a complete game changer for so many things. Okay.
Dan, this is Lori again.
Go ahead, Lori.
You said game changers, so I had to come back in. I say that quite often. You know, I know that I have missed opportunities because I felt I couldn't. And so doing this program, and this is my second time through, it's amazing that instead of walking out of that grocery store, I saw it as an opportunity to get to know somebody for 45 minutes waiting in line. And I would have missed the opportunity of meeting this woman. And I know that we're going to change her life. I know Suzanne and I are going to get on the phone tomorrow, and we're going to change her life. And it's going to be for the better. It was a meeting that was supposed to happen. And so I'm just really grateful for ICANN and for what it does when you do it.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Okay. I don't want to miss anybody who wants to share. Anybody else? Any thoughts? Okay. Well, on that note, I wanted to have this in front of me, and I apologize that I'm just not bringing it up. Lesson 6, this is the halfway point, or actually a little bit halfway because there's really only 11 or 10 lessons, so we're halfway through. But lesson number 6, God, how come computers are only high speed when you don't need them to be high speed? Nine, keep scrolling, 7 and 6. Product of the product. Oh, this is one of my favorite ones. This is, as I was explaining to this consultant who is in the process of re-registering, I said, when you get your application faxed in, because he was an existing silver before, I said, that's when you need to call me. Okay? We need to take advantage of these packs, and especially the water pack, if you want to get free shipping. And he says, okay. I said, but you've got to start there. And the only way that we can talk about the waterfall, the shower head, the water bottle, and the benefits thereof is if we have them. And this is one of those lessons where it's very convicting when we find ourselves talking about something and then we don't have it ourselves. So Marty addresses this, and he does a nice job of not beating us up too badly. So, and he's got in here in the homework to continue to read lesson 1 5 times each day. And I'm not sure why, because we're well surpassed the 28 days in a row. So you can do that if you want to, but, you know, I want to get everybody into the mindset of starting that memorization process, or, you know, memorizing lesson, or the number 5, the fifth part of the stanza, which is, my ICANN attitude will help my customers see their current situation in life through the 5 pillars. Showing them what the future could look like will create the awareness for change. Is that it? Something along those lines. So, oh, there it is. It's right there. Big red. I should, or in bold. Showing them what the future could look like will create the awareness they will require to advance. That's it. Okay, gang. I don't think there's anything else that we wanted to cover. If you missed last Saturday, we covered half of the nutritionals on Saturday AM Live, and it was a phenomenal contribution from so many different people, testimonies and their insights on the nutritionals, at least the first 8. Well, we kind of went out of the order there near the end. But this Saturday we'll be covering the second half of the nutritionals. And if you've got a testimony, we're just going right on down the shopping cart. Love to have your input and your contribution for that. So, questions, comments, concerns?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Good night,
thanks,
everybody.
Daniel.
Thank you
night.
Again. We will chat next week, if not before. Ciao for now.
Thanks, Dan.